You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai koe ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on the breakfast show here at 95BFM and we have got a guest on the line, Kia ora Vox Dawn. How are you today?
Kia ora, morena. I am doing fine. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure and I'm so excited to talk about this project that you're working on, which is... It's called Oceans Before Me, and it's you and some excellent musical peers working together on a new album which will be out next month. Can you tell us a little bit about who is Oceans Before Me and what's this project all about?
Yeah, sure. So Oceans Before Me is a charitable trust. It's a non-profit organisation, and the purpose behind Oceans Before Me is enabling narratives to be told and the way that goes about, and it's just being able to support the education of those narratives, whether it be in schools, in the community, and it's their ongoing commitment to their education being told, and the way we do that is through music, and also just touring and visiting schools, being able to connect with authors as well, such as Pauline Smith, Milani Arno, who's one of our mentors, who has been one of our mentors. She's also an author. And being able to distribute that education alongside the music that's been written by our artist within schools and making it available as resources online. And how cool to be able to do that through music, through poetry. Yeah, so, and I think it's just a bit, it's just celebrating the creative side of those narratives.
Absolutely, well, so. Absolutely. And the track that was just released this week is called Carry On The Walk, and it's got yourself, Marina Kalala, and La Coco all kind of working on this together. And it's also got voices of some of the original Polynesian Panthers in the video, which I found very moving and really also powerful as well to hear. Can you tell us a little bit about what is this album that you're working on at the moment and how is it carrying on these narratives and stories that you were just mentioning there?
Yeah, sure. So the project was actually a two-year engagement and it enabled us to process those narratives. It definitely wasn't a quick kind of turnaround flick and off kind of project. Because of the depth and because of the nature of the narrative, particularly being on the Dawn Raids. So our mentors being Matotingi Lol Ness, Milani Arnai, or Dr. Milani Arnai, Alec Tuliafua, and also Chris McBride, who's amazing artist himself and archive like historian, you know, just knows everything. And they just enabled us to sit in a space that just to allow us to really take it all in the same manner. Like our artists come from Pacific Island backgrounds and have very connected stories to tell themselves from their own, you know, from our own mothers, our own grandparents who migrated here. So that was just as important as well, to include all of that, to have those experiences being shared. And for us, I think it was a bit weighty at some point because we then had to write about it. But it was weighty, but at the same time easy for us, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
so the whole project, it's a 10-track collective album, which is called Daughters of the Dawn, and Carry On The Walk is the first collaborator track to be released.
It's a really powerful track, it is, and it's, I mean, it's on a musical level, it's beautiful and it's very moving and affecting in that sense, but the stories that are contained within it are also so powerful, and it feels like a very interesting time to be releasing this as well, given that there is a lot of public attention on the history of the Dawn Raids this year with the apology from the government and also 50 years of the Polynesian Panthers being celebrated as well. How does it feel for you to be exploring these stories through song and with a collective of other people as well, because it feels like there are a lot of crossover narratives that you've been working through as artists?
I look at it as being part of a wave, And like any historical event such as the Dawn Rays, there are so many stories that haven't been told, and there's still stories that are coming out from that experience. And obviously the Polynesian Pants being a large part of that movement in that time, whom Matotangi Lowell, Ness and Melania and Alec part of, are members of Polynesian Panthers. You know, we wanted to be able to include many narratives in that experience, like hence our own parents, hence our own mothers and fathers. And that's the beautiful thing about this. Like, we're part of a wave, and as you may have been, you know, aware of it all coming out now. We put this together like back in 2019, and back then, Uncle Tingi and Milani and Alec were pushing, you know, they made mention there was a purpose to hold our government accountable, you know, and that being the apology, you know, how that was always on their mind. And so it was for us, it was just, well, what can we do to assist, to help, you know, this is just a tiny little piece, you know. And so that's really what it was, is the heart behind it. And people that were part of the project was like, well, how can we help? And the best way for us, I guess, as artists, is to write music. You know, to help push that out. So,
and music and art are so important when we talk about histories, and also when there is something which has such deep trauma as well as something like the Dawn Raids. Music is a very connecting and sometimes healing thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How did you find talking to your own families about the experience of the Dawn Raids and then thinking about processing that in music? How was that for you?
Well, it's not funny. I was just about to say it's funny, but we recently in June we performed at the Polynesian 50th anniversary. And after that, you know, you think you've spoken about it many times, but after that, you know, some of my family members actually came out and said, man, you know, that it was things that they didn't think that they should talk about.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like now 50 something years later, it's like now they, you know, I think it just provides an opportunity. Though we knew as the younger generation these things had happened, we didn't quite understand fully, you know, and so it's not till now it's all just coming out. I mean, my mother-in-law spoke about how she had to hide during that period, and it was a scary time for her. You know, I'd never ever thought about that. You know, I never didn't realise until she spoke of it, right, you know, this year. So,
and I think that it's something that as a country we still are reckoning with in many ways, and it's a history that we haven't had a chance to air in a really sort of or confront maybe in a full nation way. Like, it's part of our history we don't really get taught in schools in the right way. It's not really something we hear about, and those stories, which are a generation, you know, from where we are now, are really, you know, they're quite shocking, and they're also quite something I think a lot of people don't expect would happen in New Zealand, or all that stuff that we hear, these kind of narratives. So it's really amazing to hear music being something that can be a way to have that conversation as well. How have you found people responding to this project? This, as you say, it's been ongoing for some years now. How has the sort of response from young folks been for this, for example?
Yeah, I think, well, like I said, I feel like we're just a small part of the picture. But in that small part, we've had some amazing community support. You know, the organic reach and the replies, like I said, a lot of those stories are only just coming out now. And people being able to feel, actually, I can talk about this. And I think, you know, even though this is following the apology, it really is just upholding, you know, and holding our leaders, basically, of our nation accountable. And the only way we can do that, I feel, is just through education, being able to continually allow space of engagement like this, because you can never tell somebody, oh, you should get over it, you know. But it's part of It's part of our nation. It's a significant part of our nation, whether a great significance or a shameful significance, you know. So, yeah, I think the response has been fantastic and the response is ongoing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm very much looking forward to hearing the rest of the record, Daughters of the Dawn, when it comes out, I think next month, is that right?
Yes, next month. There'll be the whole 10 tracks. So we've already released Lakoko, one of our artists, she's released Gone already, and obviously Carry On The Walk. We've got two other tracks, singles releasing, and then the full album will come out in November, yeah.
It's so exciting. I think we should have a listen to the track now, and I would recommend people to go and check out the wonderful video, which was created by Benji Timu and Conan Fitzpatrick as well, because it's got some really just gorgeous footage of this work that's been happening over these last few years, a lot of the Panthers themselves and the crew behind the music making too. So I would say go check that one out to the listeners later today. But thank you so much, Vox Dawn, for speaking with us this morning.
I hope
you're having a good lockdown sort of weird COVID time and keeping as safe as you can. And we'll hopefully be able to chat in person sometime soon. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
If it weren't for the sisters, I think a lot of us, the brothers in a group, would either be dead or locked up.
At the time of the Dawn raid, I was a young mother, just having left university and bringing up a young son.
Those wounds who housed the Red Squad, those boys were running out. But was they coming back to you? Only in the end they rise up, sons of anarchy. Magazines don't tell these things, but many wolves concave that day. Mothers missed their boys that day. 30 of them locked away. If the slave trade is alive today, many men would say their mothers pray. Mothers pray, mothers prayers go the long way to Jerusalem.
Dismantled prisoners, ministers, conditioners, and hope we find a better name. Mothers and children refined by what was taught there. We grow inside of a revolution.
They want to chop down cell till the last tree fell. We will not slip into the lull of their song. Histories told, the system will unfold. If we hold true the origin of who we are and where we've been, we footsteps stayed with love. Carry on the wall. Footsteps stayed with love. Carry on the wall.
Were the backbone of the Crucible years. We did a lot of work in the office, petitions, cooking sopasui and kalo for the community and homework centres.
Mariama, she was always my go-to person. I still think of her as one of the first who made such a difference in our group and was so dearly.
And healing the open wound of the experiences of our families and our people.
Right. 50 years is a long time to wait. We've had enough. It's time.
Footsteps stayed with love.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.